NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
No, we're not worthy, dirty, but your blood makes it so we can come to you. And your grace, it covers us, brand new mercies every day because of you. Yeah. No, we're not perfect, but you keep on making us look good. Thank you, Lord.
God good, saints? Is God good all the time?
Show me how to talk
in your
you. I'm telling you. They better leave me alone. They didn't give me no part on this. I'm mad. I should have a part on this. Hold up. My shots. It's your word. Y'all better leave me alone out there. Oh, my shots.
Put those hands together. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus.
Looking back over my life, so many heartaches, pain, and strife. There were days I thought I couldn't make it, but I realized with you, Jesus, I could take it. Lost my job, my car, and my home, but Jesus, you didn't leave me alone. Even though I could see you, Jesus, I could feel you, because I knew you were there. Sometimes I didn't have money to pay all my bills. Couldn't even tell nobody.
Good God. Nation, war, and rumors of war.
His praise. Do I have any witnesses? Ooh, praise. Yes, praise.
Prepared me because he cares. He is maturing me. the Lord is arranging me. Yes, he is. And not only is he arranging, but he rearranged my
life. I put my into your hands, I rest in you alone. My only hope is in
It was a little church. Sitting down in the woods. And at the church, they had a choir there. And they could sing real well. And there was an old deacon there. Had been going to that church for a mighty long time. And every Sunday morning, he would always beg that choir director, said, "Listen, would you let me sing a song?" He said, "I got a song that I want to sing." But you know what that choir director told him? He said, "Old man, you too old to sing in this choir." He said, "You got a trembling in your voice." Heard the old man spit. And y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people will just push you on the side. But they went to church the next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church the next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They get worried now. And they went on back that day, Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about it. Has anybody seen the old man? Look at here. Is anybody heard from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Wait, I believe I'm gonna let Daddy tell you what the voice said. That was let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized the voice, they were. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And that old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, "Children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now," he said, "we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and all the angels, here we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspiration of choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy.
sometimes your body gets tired. You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, yeah, every day is Monday, Monday, y'all. I better let this alone. This thing get good, baby. Let me ask you something. Can I let daddy sing? Can I let daddy sing, y'all? If it's all right if I let him sing, let me hear you say yeah. You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes we got on, put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on, put on a long white robe. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there. Singing, y'all. Oh, Jesus don't like me
NHD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Gets away.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus. Oh, with a real Christian.
Stand up. And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer, Request Hotline 2024. Intercessory prayer warriors. Men and women of God. Praying for you. Heard Monday through Thursday at 12:30 p.m. till 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at 984-733-3977. For one of our prayer warriors to pray with you on our 24-hour hotline. To listen now, by phone at 12:30 p.m. Call 563-999. 3020. Again, to listen now, call 563-999-3020 or go to our website at nfiradio.com. Now let's join Apostle Monica McCullough as she intercedes for you in this nation. Good afternoon.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I am Apostle Monica McCullough. I bring you greetings from above, and praise God for being here on the line. Let's give my honor to my Lord and my Savior, and my husband, Lamonna McCullough. Also, I want to give honor to the visitor, Pastor Sterling. Minds up to the Lord. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we can give you praise. Thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, because you are our Father, God. There is none like you in heaven nor in earth, God. So, God, we just want to give you praise. We give you praise. Lord, we thank you, God, in Jesus' name. We realize, God, that it is you that made us and not ourselves, God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, with everything within us. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all that you have done for us, God, all that you are going to do for us, Lord. Lord, I thank you for every promise, hallelujah, that you have made, God. Lord, we just want to thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Because, God, you are God that cannot lie. God, if you said it, you will make it good. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that we can place all our cares on you. Because, Lord, you said that you care for us. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. When we slept last night, you watched over us. I thank you, Lord, that you dispatch your angels to have charge over us even while we slept, God. We thank you for waking us up to see a brand new day with brand new mercies, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that you made it possible that we can come to the throne boldly, God, to make our requests known unto you. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that we don't have to have anyone to go, hallelujah, in our place, God, like it was in the Old Testament times. For the priest had to go before God for the people. And I thank you, Lord, what you did, hallelujah, by sending your son Jesus to die on the cross, hallelujah. So now we can come boldly ourselves and make our requests known unto you. So, Lord, we're making requests on you towards you today, God. We are requesting that you hear and answer. Lord, it is important that you hear us and answer, God. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that we live a life pleasing to you, that you may hear and answer us. Lord, we can do nothing without you. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are breathing your breath in every day. Oh, God, I realize, Lord, that we are connected to you. Hallelujah. It's because we're connected to you, God, we breathe, Father God. We are moving, Father God. Hallelujah. Like phones and electronic things that we use every day, it's hooked up to a charger. It's hooked up to some type of energy so that it can run. But I thank you, God, hallelujah, that we are connected to you.
whereby, hallelujah, we live, Lord. God, I pray, Father God, for that person that's in a coma in the precious name of Jesus. That person that's lying in the bed and that's in a coma. Hallelujah. Father God, I speak to that person in Jesus' name. And I command for that person in the name of Jesus to come out of that coma in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, because, Lord, we are connected to you. I thank you, God, that they will breathe on their own without any machine, God. I speak life in the name of Jesus to that person that's in a coma in the precious name of Jesus. You shall live and not die to declare the words of the Lord. You shall live and not die. Let life come through your body. Let life come through your brain cells. Let life come through your heart. Let life come through your whole entire body in the precious name of Jesus. Father, you asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Hallelujah. Lord, you told Ezekiel to speak to the bones in Jesus' name. So I'm speaking to bones. I'm speaking to bones now in the name of Jesus. Bones be healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody have fractures in their bones, pains in their bones in the name of Jesus. I speak to your bones and I command in the name of Jesus for your bones to live, to come alive in the name of Jesus. Father, somebody, hallelujah, is fighting for their life. I speak life to them in the name of Jesus. Father, if any two, glory to God, on earth, touch and agree, anything, it shall be given. Hallelujah. Father, people around the world, glory to God, is in agreement with me. Hallelujah. Therefore, we thank you for life. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, Sata. Oh, for life they shall live and not die in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, somebody want to give up on life, God. I speak life to that person in the name of Jesus. You shall live and not die to declare the words of the Lord. I say you shall live and not die to declare the words of the Lord. I thank you, God, for a speedy recovery. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, you're the God of a turnaround. I thank you, God, for turning that person, Father God, under the sound of my voice. Glory to God. I thank you, Father, that you are touching them, that you are turning their life around, that you are changing situations, Father God. Oh, God, you are a mighty God. Father, you can do anything but fail. Oh, hallelujah. And so, God, we thank you for turning lives around. I thank you, Lord, for restoring our families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Somebody, God, is throwing their hands up, hallelujah, and want to give up. But, oh, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are stepping in, encouraging that person, hallelujah, and letting them know that you are there for them, God. God, I pray that person that feel like that you are nowhere around, Father, hear our prayer on today. I pray, Lord, that you will show up, prove yourself to that person who feel like that you are not around. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Where is the God of Elijah? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for showing up. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You're the God that wants to be seen. You want to be heard. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that, Father God, we will not ignore you. Hallelujah. We will listen to you and obey. Father, your words say, if you, glory to God, are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Oh, God, I thank you for giving us a willing spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to be willing and obedient, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to know, Lord, that this place is not our home,
that we're just passing through, Father. Whatever assignment that you have given the listeners around the world, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would touch them, that you would encourage them, that you would motivate them, hallelujah, to be about their Father's business. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you. Father, I pray for that child, God, that's having problems learning to ride a bicycle. What seems simple to us, this child, hallelujah, wants to ride a bicycle. So, Father, I pray, God, that you would get all in their coordinating skills, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and help that child. Glory to God, that they may feel confidence. Let their confidence rise up in that child, hallelujah, that wants to ride a bicycle, God, and feel like that they cannot do it. God, we just want to thank you. God, I know that you are concerned about the smallest things in our lives, God. That may be small to us, Father, but may not be small to the next person that's struggling in a thing, Lord. Father, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, for that one that's smoking cigarettes, that has a habit and want to quit. They've tried all kind of things. They've tried vapes. They've tried patches. They've tried everything, Lord, but cannot seem to break the habit. Oh, God, you are a habit-breaking God. Lord, I'm asking you, hallelujah, that you, Lord, will hear and answer. And Father God, deliver that person who wants to quit but cannot quit. Lord, you know how to break habits. Oh, God, so we just want to thank you. Lord, I pray, God, that you will deliver that person who has a gossiping spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, because your word says, do not tell your secrets to a gossiper, for a gossiper will go and spread it. Oh, God, and cause all kind of trouble, causes all kind of division, causes all kind of breaks up, huh? Father, but I pray, God, that you would go and touch that person's tongue and deliver them from a gossiping spirit. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you will deliver that person. Hallelujah. Another one that has a backbiting spirit, God. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will deliver that person from a backbiting spirit, God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said no man can tame the tongue. It's a deadly poison weapon. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would tame all our tongues around the world, because you said no man can tame it. So, God, I'm asking you to tame our tongue, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to use our mouth to build up and not to tear down, God. Lord, we just want to thank you. Lord, help us, God, to see things the way you see them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's your plan and purpose, Father, that will prevail. Oh, God, we seek you for your way. We seek you for your plan in our life, God. Help us, Father God, to stay on the straight and the narrow way. God, I pray, God, for that person that has an eating disorder. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Some people are addicted to food. Oh, God. Whatever the root cause is that caused them to be, hallelujah, addicted to food, Lord. Whatever the root cause is, God, you know the root cause. Father, I'm asking you to go deep down to the root, Father God, for those, God, that have an eating disorder, those who use food as a comfort. Oh, God, Father, you sent your Holy Spirit, a comforter, in the name of Jesus. In the time of trouble, Father, help us to lean to the comforter. Help us to lean to the Holy Spirit, who will comfort us, hallelujah, in the times when we feel no comfort. Oh, God, those that have loved ones that have passed on, God, need comforting.
Father, I pray, Lord, that you will comfort them with a supernatural comfort. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, those, Lord, who cannot sleep at night, have restless nights. Lord, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will some way, somehow, God, comfort them while they sleep, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray, God, that one, God, is delivering that's struggling with anger. Hallelujah, God. I pray, God, that you will, hallelujah, come upon them in a mighty way. Father God, deliver them from this anger that they have inside of them, Lord. Whatever, Father God, they are dealing with, God, I pray, God, that you would touch that area and deliver them, Lord. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, for all those that's listening under the sound of my voice that's dealing with the spirit of bitterness, Lord. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, help them, God, and deliver them from the spirit of bitterness, Lord. Oh, Lord, help them to let go of the past, Lord. Help them let go of it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help them to see, Lord, bitterness and unforgiveness, Father God. It's not good for their bodies. Oh, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Help them to know bitterness, Lord, is taking their peace away, Lord. Oh, God. Help them, God, to just let it go. Hallelujah. And desire peace, Lord. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you because, Father, you are the Prince of Peace. Oh, God, I pray, God, that there will be unity in the home. There will be unity among husbands and wives, Lord. Unity among the children and their parents, Lord. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus, let it be a changed atmosphere. Oh, God, there may be an unequally yoked marriage, Lord. One may be saved, and the other may not, God. Oh, Lord, but I pray, God, that you will bring unity in the home, God. Cause their husband, cause their wife, God, to walk together in Christ Jesus. Well, by God, there will be peace and unity in the home. Where the children will feel safe in the home, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you. Father, I pray, God, for the policemen, God. As they go out, Father God, the authorities, God, go out and try to protect the communities. Oh, God, cover them, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray, God, for those families. They have lost their father. They have lost, Father God, their husband. Father God, while they were on duty trying to protect the community. Oh, God, they have lost their lives trying to protect. Oh, God, have mercy on the families. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, and heal them everywhere they hurt, God. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will raise up, hallelujah, policemen, God, that have a right mindset. Oh, God, hallelujah, glory to God. There will be policemen, God, that want to do right by the communities. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, don't allow any policeman, Father God, to have hate in their heart to even go on the force. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, any policeman, God, that's on the force to have hate in their heart. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you will go and massage and change their heart, God. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Whatever rage they have inside of them and want to take it out, hallelujah, on humanity, God, deliver the police. Glory to God that have rage in their heart for whatever reason and taking it out on the people. Glory to God. Deal with them, God. Cause them, God, to cry out, what must I do to be saved? Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, we just want to praise you, Father God, because you are such a good, good God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, deliver, Father God, from a prejudice spirit, Lord. All glory to God, all those, hallelujah, they're dealing with prejudice, God. Cleanse their heart out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cleanse their heart out, hallelujah. Oh, God, help humanity to know, hallelujah, that you made all of us. You created and made all of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you put us on this earth, Lord, to get along with one another, Lord. Oh, God, help us, God, to do right by one another, Lord. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, you said those who win souls is wise. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for giving us wisdom to win souls to you, Lord Jesus. Because, God, you say you wish that none should perish. Hallelujah. Come to everlasting life, Lord. Oh, God. Help us, Father God, to realize. Hallelujah. The goal. Hallelujah. Is to stand before you, Lord Jesus. And to hear you say, well done. My good and faithful servant. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We thank you, God, for opportunities. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you, Lord, you are the one that give promotions. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that where promotion comes from you, Lord, and all those listening under the sound of my voice, Father God, we recognize the promotion that you have set before them. Oh, God, your word says, hallelujah, that no man can shut the door that you open. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I come against every hindering spirit. In the name of Jesus, every spirit, God, that will try to hinder your people from going forth, hallelujah, from going forth in those doors that you open for them, God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that door, glory to God, that you have opened, that maybe many are not familiar with them, but you opened it for them just the same. I pray, God, that they will walk in the doors that you opened for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, with confidence and trust in you, God, that you know what you're doing. Glory to God, glory to God. Lord, we just want to thank you. Take them by the hand, Father God, and help them to go through the doors that they're not used to. But, oh, God, I think that you have already equipped that one, hallelujah, when they feel like they're not qualified, but oh God, hallelujah, give the glory to God, honey, what they need, hallelujah, to walk in it, and to trust you, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you for Overseer Thurling, God. Father God, bless the man of God, the visionary, Father God, of this broadcast, God. Bless him, God. Hallelujah. His mindset is for the people. God, his mindset is for souls, Lord. Bless him, Father God. Bless his going in and coming out, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Father God, let favor, hallelujah, come upon him. Hallelujah. Pastor Thurling, God, and run him over. Oh, God, with favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Let it come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. Oh, glory to God for the faithfulness he has done. Oh, Lord, bless him. Glory to God. Glory to God, bless him and overshadow him with blessings, God, for the work that he has done all through the years, Lord. And, Lord, we just want to thank you, God, for hearing and answering. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
How can I say thanks the things you've done for me. Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
Yeah. don't know how to call upon the name of Jesus. But he needed vessels to intercede for those that don't know the Lord. I stretch my hand out. I ask the Lord.
Can only imagine much as I have. Lord, give I thee.
Thank you. work in every life. Remove any shadows that have crept into our lives. Sanctify us, separate us for yourself, so that our religion will not be one in just for show and going to church on Sunday, but we'll really know you, Lord, and your power in our lives. And Lord, we know that the main thing you're after is to conform us to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Healing is wonderful, a new job is great, but Lord, the real thing that brings joy is when you sanctify us and make us more like Jesus Christ. So do that work, Lord. Tenderize us and melt our hearts. Take away hardness and arrogance and pride and know-it-allness, Lord. And just make us like little children at your feet, Lord. And we'll praise you all day long. For we ask it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Of love that the world would ever know. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And this Son came as a lamb. He would become a conquering king, but he came as a lamb. He would be King of kings and Lord of lords, but he came as a lamb, and he came for you.
People came from miles around, all to worship and bow down. Oh, what a privilege it was. They called him Lamb of God.
Shepherds came seeking this Lamb, and their lives would never be the same. The angelic host formed a choir and sang from the heavenlies. Wise men were wise enough to seek and bow down to this Lamb. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came because he loves you. It's great to know that God so loved the world, but more important to know that God loves you.
Now hear it is. Many years have passed. They say his time has come and passed. Oh, but I'm so glad that it remains. You're still the Lamb of God.
John looked over the horizon and saw one walking as no man walked. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He's still saving, he's still redeeming, and he's still there for you today. Receive him, say yes to him, and he will change your life. Time cannot change him, and ages do not time him. He's still the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
child, a holy lamb, precious lamb. They called him Lamb of God.
It was the greatest demonstration of love that the world would ever know. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And this Son came as a lamb. He would become a conquering king, but he came as a lamb. He would be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he came as a lamb, and he came for you.
People came from miles around, all to worship and bow down. Oh, what a privilege it was. They called him Lamb of God.
Shepherds came seeking this lamb, and their lives would never be the same. The angelic host formed a choir and sang from the heavenly. Wise men were wise enough to seek and bow down to this lamb. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came because he loves you. It's great to know that God so loved the world, but more important to know that God loves you.
Now here it is. Many years have passed. They say his time has come and passed. Oh, but I'm so glad that it remains. You're still.
And he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He's still saving. He's still redeeming. And he's still there for you today. Receive him. Say yes to him. And he will change your life. Time cannot change him. And ages do not time him. He's still the Lamb of God.
Don't forget me.
it all. That precious blood that made the difference at Calvary. That precious blood that my Savior, it shed for me. I thank God for the blood that came streaming down for me. It was the blood that made the difference at Calvary. You.
they called him and questioned, he never said a mumbling word. They put an old heavy rugged cross on his shoulder. And they made him march up a rugged hill called Calvary. They spit in his face. They threw stones at him. They mocked him. And then they hung him to the cross. They pierced his head. The blood came streaming down. The precious blood of the Lamb of God came streaming down.
Hold back.